It's time for Caveman Corner. Presented by Midland Engineering Company on Michiana's sports leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. We're talking all things Mishawaka Caveman Athletics. And now, the hosts of Caveman Corner, Sean Stiers and Dean Huffert.
Welcome to Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill. Glad to have you with us once again as we start another edition of Caveman Corner. We got a full house, as always, a lot of guests we're going to talk to. Tonight we've got Ross Perry from the coaching staff of the Mishawaka Cavemen football team. We've got Matt Rundle from the Mishawaka Network. If you watch any of the content online, then you're aware of Mr. Rendell's work. Of course, the Cavemen football team coming off a 35-28 victory over Riley Friday night to move on to the sectional championship game. They will host the St. Joseph Indians this Friday night, 7 o'clock at Steel Stadium. You'll hear it here on WSBT, and also, of course, the Mishawaka Network will have the live streaming video.
Yeah, and as you were saying that, I was thinking, gosh, that was a lot of fun on Friday, but now I start to think back, and you guys made us really nervous. That was a tough game. Riley brought everything they had to that game and really put the pressure on and came down to the final minutes, but
I know
that's nothing new to this team, right?
Jay, you've got the microphone. You look really excited to be holding that microphone, by the way, right now.
Yeah.
So what about that game? I mean, Riley, I think the thing that impressed me the most about him is, you know, you guys had a lead, but they didn't want to go away. They were out there playing until the end.
Yeah, they were pretty athletic. We just didn't expect the athleticism that they had. They came out and, you know, they hit us in the mouth a few times, and, you know, we really didn't expect that from, you know, a South Bend team. But as things go on, we started to grit our teeth, you know, fight back, and they held with us till the very end.
Well, you know, you start seeing Jarvis Edison, the head coach of Riley, and he's just building that program, getting a little better each week. And I was looking at some of their scores, and they had put up 40 points, I think, four out of the last 6 weeks. So you guys knew they were going to be good, but I think a lot of people on the outside were kind of wondering. But just talk about just the feeling in the locker room. I know there must have been a sense of relief, but at the same time, what did Coach Kinder tell you guys? Because it could have gone either way in the locker room. He could have been upset and said, you know, I can't believe, you know, we didn't just come out fired up earlier in the game. Or he could have been a little different. What was it like in the locker room?
It was a tough win because we had to fight so hard. And overall, we just need to work better as units, get better this week, and that was mainly his message after the game. And we just need to prepare better and get after it this week for St. Joe.
That's one of the defensive linemen, Ryan Watt, with the microphone right now. So Dean already told you what question I was going to ask. So before we go any further, you have to tell us something about Jay Koseski.
Jay, he's been a real key part of the defense this year. He's a great senior leader, and he helps us get some stuff done on defense.
Jay, take the microphone, and now you get to return the favor and tell us something about Ryan Watt.
Ryan Watt, you might not know, he's doesn't look like it, but he's a dog on the field. You might not see it, but he does tear up that O-line and gets after it. You'll see him fly to the ball Friday night.
What I love about this team, and Friday night was a great example of it, is very unselfish. And I saw Chris Harness not only breaks the record for single-season rushing, but career rushing. But watching the tweets over the weekend of his players saying, congratulations, boy, one of the hardest workers. Jay, talk about that. Just, first of all, the team being unselfish, but you guys were really proud of Chris, and it just doesn't seem like there's egos on this team, that if somebody does something well, he was giving credit to the offensive line before he said anything about gaining any yards or scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, well, if you've known Chris like I have since, like, eighth grade year, you've known that he's had a rough beginning. He kind of wasn't really known freshman year. Worked it up sophomore year, eventually started fullback his junior year, had a heck of a season, and then this senior year has been just the same as last year.
Yeah, he only had a couple hundred yards his sophomore year, so to become the career rushing leader in basically two seasons is really impressive.
Yep, and he went over 2,000 yards for this season with his 270-some on Friday night, so it's obviously been a good season, but it's also been a good season for the team because now you guys are 10-1. You won the NIC North and all that kind of stuff, and just a lot of just big win after big win as the season has gone along. So Ryan, what maybe is there a most memorable moment, some standout things for you, and just what this team has done so far?
It's just good to have such a solid, like, foundation as a team and as our defensive and offensive units. we worked all together during the summer to get better for this season and prepare, be in good shape, get stronger. And our coaches and teammates help pushing us really helps us move as far as we have today.
Well, and you've got a new strength and conditioning coach too, Mike Sertian. Did I say his name
yeah,
right?
Got it.
Okay, got it. He's been with us, but it's been a while since he was here.
I wanted to make sure.
I wanted to make sure. So just that program. How much has that helped you?
He's a great guy. He gets after it in the weight room with us during weights class. He helps us get better, get stronger, rehab. We started a new thing on the weekends after a hard game. We go in Saturday morning, use the pool, get some rehab in, stretch a little bit in the weight room.
Tell me about that pool, because it came up last week and I forgot to ask the players about it. Like pool jumps and stuff, exactly.
Yeah.
What do you do and how has it maybe kind of helped you guys with your recovery?
We go through like our warm-up routine in the pool. It gives us that resistance, but it's also healthy, so we aren't putting too much pressure on the joints, and helps us get out the bumps and bruises a little bit. And then after that, we would go stretch after we warm up a little bit. We go stretch with some resistance bands in the new weight room, and it it's just a great way to go after a hard game.
Jay, I know it's been a few weeks, but I got to ask you about South Bend Adams. You had a play. There wasn't much time on the clock.
The smile got big there, by the way.
Oh, it's just and I can remember Sean's call on the radio. I don't know if you heard it, but the excitement of first of all, getting the pick. Everybody's like, all right, we stopped him. But then you took it back to the house. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't think what most people know is that quarterback, after he threw that to me, he laid a hit on me on the goal line, man.
Yeah.
I remember that.
He's a big guy. I mean, yeah. He's not built like a typical quarterback, I don't think.
Yeah. But it must have been a great play for you. There's always a moment in a season where players kind of rise and sometimes players elevate, and you work so hard for one of those moments. You don't know if you're going to score a touchdown on defense, but you got one, and so I'm sure that was fun.
Oh, yeah. It was also the first turnover of the year, which was
that's right.
Bizarre.
It was.
That's
yeah, it was
right.
A couple games into the season.
That's right. 3.5 games before finally, and then it's kind of snowballed since then. You guys have caused a lot more turnovers since then, and you got another interception against Riley the other night. For you, Jay, you were what? Were you the dime back or the nickel back at that point?
And this Friday?
No, against Adams, all the way back to Adams.
I was the dime back.
That's right. That's what I thought. So that's obviously, you know, you kind of come in those situations. And as the season has progressed, though, you've earned a lot more time, and you've even seen some time as an outside linebacker. So what has this year been like for you? One, just with what you've kind of worked your way into, and two, adapting to some different roles out there?
Well, I mean, getting to play Friday nights is also fun, but, like, I've been the sixth man for the entire defense, what it feels like the year, but I get to go in basically wherever week. I get to listen to the coach and be like, be ready for this and this week, and it's kind of fun because you never know what I get myself into.
You know, I've been around this game a long time, watching high school football and seeing great plays, and there's just something special about the sport from the outside. To actually be on the inside, and my ringtone is the Boys of Fall with Kenny Chesney, and just the atmosphere that you guys get to play in, and you know you're playing a great St. Joe team. It's a rematch, and we're going to talk, you know, all about that this week. But to be able to play football for Mishawaka, to be part of this family, what does that mean to you? To put on the uniform and to look up there in the locker room with so much tradition behind you.
I mean, it means a whole lot to me. Getting to put those pads on means, like, there has been plenty of guys who've worn the same number as me and have played that same game out there, that grit, that tough defense, run the ball down the throat offense, and it's just fun.
Yeah, Ryan, when you see the Twitter account at 1902, Caveman Football 1902, I mean, that shows you how long people have been putting on the pads. I mean, it must be special to be a Mishawaka football player.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It really is. And most of our coaches are also returning cavemen, and we get to hear their stories. We get to listen to other stories from Thursday speakers, and it's also just great that we get to make our own as cavemen football players.
Yeah, we want to see a lot of people out there. I mean, this is a game where the fans can make a difference. 7:00 Friday night, it's only $6 to get in, but what does that mean for you guys to have the fans there? And, of course, they're going to have their headsets on in the stands listening to 96.1 FM and WSBT, but when you get
or
out there.
Or at least Mr. Faulkner, anyway, down in the – doing the chains.
Yeah, Mike Faulkner's an avid listener during the game. But to see the fans out there and to hope that Mishawaka fans come out this Friday night, I mean, that support means a lot to you guys.
Oh, for sure. It's like a 12th man on the field with us. We always have them at our backs. We always know they got us through the end. And they love these close games, even though they come up to us after. It's a nail-biter. We don't like those, but they like the atmosphere that we give out on the field, and they give us that extra boost of confidence.
Ryan, anything from the first St. Joe game that stands out to you?
We just need to put a complete game together, I think, this Friday, and that'll help us through the game. And our offense is just going to keep pounding it down, and then the defense will just have to step up a little bit this week.
How about you, Jay? Anything that really stands out that you remember from that first St. Joe game?
You know, that was my first game actually, like, starting. Well, not starting, but I came in because Nick got injured. And that one's really, like, the highlight because it's, like, I really didn't have the best game. And it was kind of, like, a warning sign to me, like, you need to get serious about this real quick.
Do you think you're a different player, a lot different now compared to then?
Oh, yeah. I take the game a lot more seriously on the field, especially. Every down. When I went out in the Dimeback way back when, I was complaining about the five-play drives I'm on, and then now I'm on the 12 to 18 play drives and gasping for air.
Well, this is going to be a great team.
Absolutely.
We're going to be playing Friday night. It came down to a field goal the last game, and we snuck out with a victory. But doing a little research, St. Joe's been to the state three times since 2007. They were in the semi-state in 2015. So you guys know you have a challenge, but together as a family, I'm sure you have some confidence coming in too, saying, you know what, we've been working for a championship all year long. So the last question for me is just, what would it feel like to represent Mishawaka and win a sectional championship on your home field?
Oh, man. I mean, the last time I got to experience that was my freshman year, and that I miss that feeling. You kind of strive for it every year, but this year I think we have a great chance at it.
Yeah, and nothing's a gimme. You know you guys have to go out and play your best game to win a championship, and Coach has been talking about that all year, the games that matter in October and November, and here we are. We're going to be in November on a Friday night. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Coach Kinder's always told us that every game's a trophy game. Treat it like it and just get down to work, and if you work hard, it'll be in your favor at the end of the game.
Hey, guys, great job so far this season. Good luck Friday night, and we're looking forward to some more.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, Ryan Watt, Jay Kosesky. Thanks again, guys.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
We've got Ross Perry from the defensive side of the ball coming in next, and we've also got coming up in just a little bit, Matt Rendell from Mishawaka Network will join us, but we'll talk to Coach Perry coming up next when we continue live from Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, Cape Ann Quarter, 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Welcome back live once again to Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Stiers, and we're glad to be joined right now by Mishawaka Assistant Coach Ross Perry, the coach of the secondary. Thanks for coming in tonight, Coach.
Thanks for having me, and once again, thanks for everything you do for Mishawaka Athletics.
Oh, I appreciate it. And I mean, I was telling you before, I mean, we've had a great time in the short time that we've been involved with Mishawaka Athletics. It's been a lot of fun. We were just talking off the air. When did you start coaching? Do you remember what year it was?
I started coaching junior high football in 1971, and then I took some time off in the 80s because my wife was raising our kids and I was raising everybody else's, and then
right.
I got back into it with Reggie Glahn in 94, and then I kept going, and then got hired by Bart Curtis at Mishawaka. I'm semi-retired, and I got a part-time job at Mishawaka, and then I kind of retired here a few years ago, and then kind of got coaxed back out, and I'm still coaching Mishawaka, and Bart left.
That's true. Is there anything, I'm curious, is there anything maybe that one of your first bosses, mentors, somebody told you about coaching, any advice that you got that kind of sticks with you still today?
Yeah, Chris Giesman. I coached for Chris Giesman, Hall of Fame coach from Penn High School. And he always told me everything is relative no matter what you do. And that's always stuck with me. And I've learned a lot of things from my high school coach, Bob Otowski, you know, a few assistant coaches I've coached with. And I still learn from, you know, for today from some of the coaches, the staff at Mishawaka High School. Great guys to work with, and you always learn something from them.
Absolutely.
But, that one quote from Coach Giesman always stuck with me.
Well, some of the guys who played back in the day with Coach Perry talk about him being one of the best and one of the fastest. I mean, it must have been fun back in those days, because I've listened to you talk to some of your buddies about the stories, but you guys were playing in the parks and just getting down there and then getting together in the neighborhoods. I mean, you were a Mishawaka guy who just enjoyed growing up in the city.
Well, back in the day, that's all you had to do. You know, we were playing basketball, we were playing baseball, we were playing softball, we were playing what started out to be touch football. And as you go along and you think back of it, that's probably where you learn some of your skills, is just being out on the playground and just playing.
Yeah.
You know, you had nothing else to do during that time. You know, back then, obviously, there was no social media, anything like that. And so you just played sports, and that's what we did all the time.
You know, we're walking through the high school, and Tom Irons, who they just named the strength and conditioning, the Iron Strength and Conditioning Center, because of the donations. Mr. Irons is walking down the hall, and all of a sudden I see he and Mr. Perry hugging, and it turns out that they're best friends, and you guys were in each other's weddings and the whole deal.
Yeah. We lived across the street from each other for years. He was my best man. I was his best man. My son now works for him. So, you know, we've been friends for a long time, well over 50 years.
Yeah, it was neat to see that reunion, because you could just see the mutual respect. And then I was kind of listening in to Tom talking about how fast Ross was when he was playing back in the day, and with some of the guys, Nicolini and Atulski, and some of those great names from the Marion days.
Ross, what maybe, for someone who's been coaching for four decades, I mean, what when you look at the high school game in particular, what are some of the biggest changes you've seen with the game over the years?
Well, obviously you've got you know the health issue involved now, where, you know, way back in the day, if you got hit, you know, you got your bell rung. Now it's a little bit more serious, and it should be taken more serious. It was a lot rougher back in the day.
Yeah,
I know. I always tell my I went to a reunion here a couple of years ago, and I seen my high school coach there. I said, half of the stuff you did back then would have been a felony, and the other stuff, you know, would have been a misdemeanor. But, you know, he made a man out of you, and, you know, as well as some of the other coaches in the area. And it was a little bit tougher back then.
The game of football, I know, being around it and coaching it, there must be a love, but there must be something about this sport that keeps bringing you back, that you appreciate, that you respect, that you want to teach this to young men and say, this is why I love the sport. What is it about this game?
Well, it's just a passion I had when I played, and I guess that's why a lot of guys are coaching, because they can't play anymore, and that's one of the main reasons. But the main reason is somebody helped you do something, so you want to return that. And, you know, that's why I coach, and I still have a serious passion for the game at my age. I mean, I'm having more fun right now than a man my age should be allowed to coaching these kids. And I have that same passion in January where, you know, because at Mishawaka, you know, we don't put things down and forget about it when the season's over with. I mean, it's kind of like 24/7, and you're always trying to, you know, do things, clinics, et cetera. And, you know, today with social media, I mean, you can get online and you'd be amazed at what you can find and what you can do. And so, you know, we're always keeping ourselves pretty attuned to, you know, what our skills are with our kids and drills, et cetera, et cetera.
You guys just switched defenses from last year to this year. I'm curious, how many different defensive schemes do you think you've coached over the years?
Wow, you're going back to the days when, I mean, from what this scheme derived from. So I'd say about 10 or 15 different schemes.
And I just imagine, I mean, when you look at what the offenses are now, that's almost looking like a different sport on the other side of the field sometimes, isn't it?
Well, that's what I meant when I said, you know, the one thing I learned from Coach Giesman is everything is relevant. When I look at some of these schemes that we did way back in the day to now, and you sit and you look at them, well, you know what? This is kind of the same thing, only just looks different. And so football goes in cycles, you know.
Yeah.
And what goes around comes around. And, you know, nowadays, you know, everybody, you know, all these quarterbacks, you know, they're in the gun and they're calling Actually, it's a single wing, and they did that way back in the day.
Thinking about the game and how you guys scout, it's changed so much through the years. Talk about going to get film on a Saturday morning and picking it up compared to now. You snap your fingers and all of a sudden you've got something through the internet and you're watching game film.
Well, yeah, you used to the old VHS days, you used to meet somebody someplace and exchange film and then hope that when you got back that the film was working when you got there. So, and you know, most of the time it was, but now it's just a snap of a finger and it's so much easier. It's just, I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's just, and it's much better.
Yeah, you were talking about having fun. This has got to be a great group to coach. Just seems like they're so unselfish, and they bought into what you guys are teaching, not just coaching, but teaching.
These kids are unbelievable. I mean, from the academic point of, you know, we didn't lose one player.
We talked about that last week.
You know, to academics. We have had not one off-field issue. I mean, this, if you can have a group like this every year, people would coach forever. I mean, this has been a model group, and I have the utmost respect for them. I really do.
Well, it's been a pretty resilient group, too, because, I mean, there are a few guys who haven't been able to play for a while due to injuries, and guys like the one who's just sitting here, Jay Kosecki, has seen his role grow as the season's gone on, and he's filled in pretty well for you.
Well, Jay is a perfect example of a program player where, you know, he came out, you know, he was there as a sophomore, played a lot of JV, played mostly all JV as a junior, and he was just persistent. And here he is, and right now, I don't know what we'd do if we lost him.
Yeah.
And he's played well for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about the players being unselfish, but the coaches, you guys seem to have such a close-knit group. And Coach Smith working as the director of operations along with Coach Kinder, but the group that you had a number of guys come back from last year. And you never know when you lose a guy like Bart Curtis, a Hall of Famer, guys can start going their own way. But you guys wanted to stay together.
Well, that's true. You know, we were committed to this program and these kids. And, you know, we all work in the building there, and, you know, we all love the game of football and really, you know, cared for these kids. And it's just a great group, you know, to be around.
And you have to be proud of this community, the way they support Mishawaka football, the way they come out. But it's not just a game on a Friday night or entertainment. I mean, we're getting people in Atlanta and Florida and all over the country watching on the Mishawaka Network. But they're coming out to the stadium, too, to cheer on their kids, and they are their kids. They're the community kids.
Yeah, it's, you know, this community is really rallied around this team, and I'll stop at a store here or there, and I'll see somebody that I've never seen before, and they'll come up to me and say, hey, keep this thing rolling. You guys are doing a great job.
It's going to be tough Friday night. Boy, that St. Joe team is awfully good. They've got a running back who's coming back. And you know that it's going to be a difficult game. And it's a game where our home fans could probably make a difference. But this is a good St. Joe team.
It's a very good St. Joe team. And, you know, when you get this point in time in the tournament, they're all good teams.
Yeah.
So, you know, you expect that. And our kids, I think they're used to it because I've never gone through a football schedule in 40 years where it's been week in and week out.
It has.
And
trust
I'm here
me.
To tell,
trust me.
I'm here to tell you. It has been, but it's been fun.
Even in a two-hour lightning delay.
Well, I don't know about that. But
in Chicago.
That's right.
In Chicago is correct.
We had some conversations last year about this schedule and trying to adjust some things and change some things, and we just saw a buzzsaw, and it's like, how are these guys going to be able to negotiate this? And as soon as you see one game, but we've done it with so many close games, and the kids just keep coming and keep coming and doing what you guys ask.
Well, these kids never backed away from anything, and I'll tell you what, I think they relish the fact every Friday night they're gonna be playing a good, you know, a very good football team.
Yeah.
And they did, and it was fun to watch. It really was.
Yeah.
And you just knew that they were going to find a way to get this finished.
Yeah, you're a running back, a former running back, Chris Harness. How amazing was that accomplishment? I mean, to break both records. You guys didn't expect him to break a record Friday night. I mean, both of them.
I'm glad he did, but
sure.
now it's out of the way.
He is just he is just fun to watch, you know, watching that kid all year long work as hard as he did in the weight room and as committed as he was in the spring and track. along with his offensive line. I'm just so happy for him because he is a joy to watch.
Yeah, Coach Kinder talked about that offensive line, how hard they were
early in the season. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you coming in tonight. It's like I said, we've had a blast, and we're looking forward to some more fun this Friday night.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me again.
All right, no problem. It. Ross Perry from the Mishawaka football team will take a timeout. When we come back, we've got Matt Rendell ready to come right in. He's not even toting a burrito with him right now. We'll talk to Matt Rendell from the Mishawaka Network. Speaking of YouTube and video and all that good stuff, he's coming in next. Caveman Corner 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Back live at Monterey Mexican Bar and Grill, along with Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Hubbard. I'm Sean Stiers, Caveman Corner 96.1 WSBT. As usual, you've got a notepad full of business to get in here.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody who came out to the Iron Strength and Conditioning Center open house on Saturday. That was a great event. People came out to the Trunk or Treat on Saturday night, and that was great. Sponsoring for Special Olympics, so made over $600. And also Casey and Faith Quintana. Casey finished 73rd at state, and Faith 103 out of 208. So they did great down there. Casey will
Good
be
deal.
Back next year. He could be in the top 30 next year.
All right. Awesome. Well, our next guest tonight is Matt Rendell from the Mishawaka Network. If you watch anything online these last couple of years that is Mishawaka content, then Matt Rendell has probably had a hand in it, or should I say has absolutely had a hand in it.
We've been able to get new equipment, do a lot of stuff, but I've been working it. I mean, I've seen a lot of you recently in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
so.
Whether you like it or not, right? So Give me an idea when I talk about it, because like right now, you're not just doing the varsity games; you're doing a lot of others. So, go like Monday through Friday. What might a typical week look like as far as the content that you're putting up online?
Yeah, so I've been able to move over to the high school, work with Dean and Meg Sauer over at the high school to teach a radio and television class. So we're doing a lot of stuff. We obviously are live broadcasting. We did every single home volleyball game. We did every single home football game and a couple road ones, but we're also broadcasting live every school board meeting, and we're recording content from a lot of things. So this week we have 8 different videos we're going to put out from the Trunk or Treat and the Tom Irons that Dean was just talking about, to we're going to have a theater promo for the play that's coming up here in November. So we've got a lot of different things going on, but it's all being recorded and put together by our students.
And that's kind of what I was going to get to next, is it's not just You're the one who is teaching the program, but it's a group of students who is doing a vast majority of the day-to-day kind of work out there.
Yeah, and we're building up in the press box, and they put a scrolling thing of scores. Like, there was a lot of cool stuff rotating, and so they're learning a new thing.
Right.
So kids were on the field with cameras. They're going to be up in the press box running stuff, and kids who are up there are going to run some cameras, and they're doing research. They're sending me videos of, hey, look what this game, I watched this football game, and here's some things they did. And so but then on top of that, we're heading towards basketball season, which is huge for us. We're broadcasting every home basketball game. We're doing wrestling, which will be fun.
Yeah.
With, Mishawaka Penn Wrestling being at home, we get to do that. And I'm not going to be there for all of them because I'm running some meets and doing other stuff. But I know that they can do it because last week I sat up there and I didn't do anything. They ran everything.
That's got to be a great Absolutely. Feeling, though, too, that you're at the point where you can do that.
Yeah, for sure.
And that the kids can take over like that.
Sean, to let you know where this program started, last August it was Matt and I sitting in a room saying, we don't have any students doing this. We're just trying to move forward. How can we do this? And now a year later, some students have gotten invested. He's got a class. And we went to the school board and said, if this video board becomes a reality, we can have students learning. And now we have other schools within a year coming to us and saying, how are you guys doing this? This video board is great, and the content that you're running. And Matt's able to say, well, we're teaching students how to do it. And they're the ones getting on and not being self-taught, because Matt's teaching a lot of things, but they are making some mistakes and they're learning as they go.
Yeah, and it's just fun to be able to see students who aren't engaged in the school community through sports or through athletics or through academics or academic teams, and to have a place for them, you know, like to say, hey, come on out. You can be a part of this. You don't have to know anything. We can learn that together.
And don't think they're not watching you guys on 96.1 and saying, hey, these are how the professionals do it. When WHME comes in for the game of the week, they're watching that. Now they're watching on TV saying, hey, did you see this angle or did you see what this reporter did? And it's fun to see those ideas popping.
Yeah, and we're excited to see WHME come out because we're talking about, okay, how do they put up their cameras? And
right.
How do they run these things? And how do they do this other stuff? But the unique thing we have the ability to do with the equipment, the school board's been really supportive, and the MEF gave us, we're able to put out a live broadcast that's really good. You know, they have multiple camera angles, and they're updating stuff, and they're asking questions, and they're communicating on headsets, and they're doing, like, professional. I mean, it's a professional broadcast.
No, I mean, I've been involved in trying to put together online video broadcasts before, and you know, this has been probably 8-10 years ago, and I mean, we're talking about single camera and there's not a whole lot of movement, and I mean, just where everything has come really in the last decade or so with online, it's just really taken off and opportunities like this.
And it's been such a great team effort. A guy like Eric Johnson, who's technologically savvy, comes in and helps out Matt, and these guys are looking for more students. They want the community to know that, hey, if you're a student interested, come down to room 34 and talk to Mr. Rendell. And they want to get kids more involved, but they're not only putting on a broadcast, they're doing the video board simultaneously. So they've got guys doing the video board, they're doing a broadcast that goes out. There's a lot of balls in the air on Friday nights, for sure.
Are there prerequisites for the kids to get into this program, or is it pretty much just if you want to, then you know, kind of go through when you are doing your registration?
Yeah,
and that?
So there's going to be a pathway. So the school's looking to make kind of a radio and television pathway where I'll be teaching multiple classes next year. Even if you don't want or don't have time to take the class, we want to get you involved. So we're going to start recording, you know, MHS TV, which is our TV news,
sure,
in the morning. So they can come in the morning. They can be a part of that. You know, we put it together. They can take the classes next year, even next semester. I have room to have kids take the class. I already got kids coming up. Hey, how do I get involved? Well, that's easy. I can get you there.
And he's already got a minor leagues already built, the TCU Innovation Lab. They're doing morning announcements. They're using cameras. And you were at John Young last year. That's exciting for you.
Yeah, and at John Young, that lab with the TV studio there, I mean, it's all state-of-the-art. It's brand new, but they're using some of the same equipment we have, the TriCasters and the cameras and other stuff. And so those kids are coming up from 8th grade, and now we can do even more stuff. They already know how to use the stuff. Now we're working, you know, really well.
People want to call it the Mishawaka Sports Network, but they do graduation. The announcements are awesome. And just a week ago, they did CPR training, and they ran the video board for that.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see.
I think, didn't you guys have some of that video up during the game the other night?
Yeah, one of the kids took the footage and made a 30-second, 40-second video that was really quality, you know, really good stuff. And we're able to put that stuff out both on video board, online, and that stuff's coming out for
us. And you're seeing the commercials up there, but we also have a student, Bruce Quick, who's out selling commercials as well. So it's putting the whole piece
very
of the
valuable
together.
Skill,
yeah,
right,
it really
there.
Is. As you know,
that's absolutely right. We might be calling him in 4 years or so.
You may want to call him before that. He's pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. What I mean, it's it's just amazing because when I was in high school, we had a yearbook and we had a school newspaper, and that was it.
I mean, I did the announcements for softball. Now batting, Marv Yoder.
Yeah,
that was it.
And I, you know, again, so just like where it's gone and to have opportunities like this, I just think is a really great thing for these kids.
If you're interested in communications, I mean, Mishawaka is a place to be right now. Middle school on the way up. I mean, you talk about real-life opportunities.
Well, and this, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, this is really, when we're talking about broadcasting and video and all this stuff, I mean, it's one of the few programs like this in the entire area right now.
Yeah, I was on the phone with the head of the IHSA TV last week, and he was surprised about how much support for the community, the schools, because he says a lot of these programs aren't getting that, and we just got approved to get a brand new TV studio, you know, so they're going to come in and get us brand new equipment down there too, so we can do even more.
Well, one of our opponents, they had a video board, and they were talking to Mr. Rendell, and they said, we have 120 students. We'd like to come to Mishawaka and learn how you guys are teaching that and what you're doing. And we're looking at each other like, we've been doing it for a year. But
and they've got 120.
But the word is spreading around the state that Mishawaka Network is something special, and that's great to hear. But, you know, we're learning as we go.
Yeah.
But you've got a leader here who's dedicated, and last year he put a lot of volunteer hours in to set this up, and the kids fed off that, and they saw it, and we love his dedication. I mean, when we had the opportunity to have Matt in the school, jumped at it, and thank goodness he stayed with us.
Well, I was going to say, a year ago you were teaching in the middle school, right?
Yeah, teaching math.
And yeah. So 2 years ago, were you also teaching math in the middle school?
Yep.
And then just all of a sudden it went from math teacher to math teacher plus, and now you're in the high school teaching a whole curriculum in this stuff. That's got to be pretty exciting.
And it's cool. You know, I went to Mishawaka. You know, I grew up here. My grandparents grew up here. You know, like this is, you know.
Didn't you tell me you were, like, grew up in one of those blocks right by the stadium
right on
and the whole thing?
You know, we lived on Gernhardt. We moved over to Miami Club. Like, it was, you know, this Mishawaka's in my blood, per se. You know,
right.
It's like one of those things. But my brother and I and a couple of our friends started broadcasting when we were in high school at Mishawaka. We were doing sports stuff because we had, a couple of our friends were tech. You know, they knew all the tech stuff. My brother and I knew the sports. So we put it together, and we, you know, it was a passion. You know, we enjoyed it. So now I get to do it every day, and it's fun. You know, we have a good time.
Hey, Matt, we appreciate you coming in. Appreciate all your hard work. And, you know, it's I know there's a lot, but it's a lot of good content. And, again, it's obviously great opportunities. Mishawaka, there you go. I think you said it all right there. For Jerry Janowski, Matt Candler, who is out here helping us on site again. And for Dean Huppert, I'm Sean Stiers. We'll talk to you Friday night when Mishawaka hosts South Bend St. Joseph. And, of course, we'll be back here next week. Monterey Mexican Bar, the sports leader.